This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time again, and it's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm and bug farmer, entrepreneur, and your host. And I'm delighted to be with you, and I'm sending each of you a big, easy, organic gardening hug. My guest is the unsurpassed, amazing author, lecturer, master gardener, and pet lover, Barbara Pleasant. She is one incredible human being, and from her writing accolades to her personal love of gardening, she is tops. And it's a pleasure to have her with me this hour, but before I invite Barbara to join me, I have a few announcements. Number one, I want to make sure that you have a copy of our new summer catalog. To get your free copy, you can go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, which is 800-767-2847, and we'll make sure you receive a copy right away. There's a $10 off coupon on the back that you can use when you make your next purchase, so be sure you get your copy. Number two, take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and we love to hear about you and your garden. So be sure to visit our Facebook page. And number three, be sure to follow me at Dr. Bug Lady. That's Dr. Bug Lady, Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And I look forward to your replies. And now I'm going to tell you about my remarkable guest. Barbara Pleasant was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama. She is one of America's most trusted garden writers, according to Cheryl Long, editor-in-chief of Mother Earth News magazine. And in 2012, Barbara won two silver awards for superior writing from the Garden Writers Association, one for her gardening know-how column in Mother Earth News, and another for her blog at growveg.com. Barbara has written numerous books and ebooks on a wide range of subjects, from vegetables to weeds, and her 2008 book, The Complete Compost Gardening Guide, turned composting upside down by moving it from the shadows to the heart of the garden. And I'm right there with Barbara on that one. Her newest book, Starter Vegetable Gardens, provides plans, guidance, and techniques to guarantee a successful garden starting in the very first season. And when she's not off being a superstar, she loves to cook, hike, bike, read, and of course, garden. And now I would like to invite Barbara to join me here on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Barbara.
Well, hello. How are you doing today?
I am just doing fantastically well. Anytime it's under 100 this time of the year in Tucson, we get pretty excited. And we have a little overcast and maybe a little rain. And so it's going to be a great day. And I'm just delighted to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me. My goodness.
Well, it's great to be here. It gives me a break from canning tomatoes.
Good for you.
But, yeah, you made me sound like some kind of a celebrity. And here it's applesauce one day, tomatoes the next. And, I mean, there's nothing really glamorous going on here.
Well, I think you're glamorous. I mean, when you look at all of the things that you've done and the writing and, you know, I mean, you've blazed the way for so many people that have forgotten how to garden. You know, we had this generational gap that we have talked about on the show where our grandparents forgot to teach our parents how to garden.
And if they did, to teach them that it was important or meaningful.
There you go.
You know, I think that the victory gardens during World War II were good in so many ways, but it did leave kind of a bad taste in the mouth of some people who didn't really enjoy it. You know, it's not everyone that has to garden, but it's my experience that maybe 2 out of 5 people really do have to garden or they won't be happy. You know, they'll be missing an important piece from a happy life. So,
I agree. It's just growing something, though. I mean, Whether it's an avocado seed or a little herb, little herbal plant where you can pick off some parsley or some basil.
And there's a revival of interest. You know, we were talking about generations, and there's a new generation. People in their 20s and 30s are very motivated. It's really exciting for me to see a lot of newcomers coming into gardening, and they're convinced from the get-go, this is for me, I'm going to do this, you know.
And they are picking it up and loving it. My own children are into gardening, and they want to be worm farmers, and they want to even do a little aquaponics. And so it's very exciting to see it taking hold. However, without your help, I mean, seriously, so much was lost. I mean, just the fact that composting was something that everybody did, you didn't even think about it. It's like brushing your teeth. And, you know, thanks to people like yourself, we have the guides to show us how to do it in an easy way that guarantees success. I love that.
Oh, yes. The main message on composting is it doesn't have to be complicated. And, you know, things rot. They do.
They certainly do.
Giving them an opportunity, that's all our job is.
I got into my car yesterday and realized that the dinner that I didn't finish eating the night before, I forgot to bring in. So that was, you know, it just sat in the car all night long. And boy, did it have an odor by the end of the day. It was like, well, it's definitely composting away right here. It went right into the composting pile.
The early stages are often pretty unattractive. And, you know, that's why I recommend that people get some kind of an enclosed composter. It can be just a stripped down with a black plastic earth machines. It can be a garbage can with some holes bashed into it or with the bottom rotted out. And that way, things are out of sight and out of mind, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't see what's going on in there, and we don't need to.
No, but there certainly is a lot going on, that's for sure. It's amazing.
Oh, this time of year, there's so much going on.
Oh, yes. And we are big composters. We have, since we rear insects on 10 and a half acres, the media that we feed the insects, it's what we call the spent media, the food, and dead insects, all of that gets composted. So we have, I mean, literally tons and tons and tons of compost, and it's quite amazing to see the results that people get with it, because it's the same compost over and over again. It doesn't vary in any real way, and the insect pieces break down into chitinase, which is a natural nematicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty exciting.
There's a guy in Georgia, and I don't think it's a going concern anymore, but he raised crickets as fish bait and started harvesting the manure and marketing it as cricket crab. And with K's, cricket crab. And it was actually a very nice product because it was odorless, and you could even use it on houseplants. You know, it was ready to go.
I have seen it. I thought that name was very cute. And, you know, I mean, we call it compost. A lot of people call it other stuff, of course. But it really is beautiful when it's completely composted. It's fluffy. It has a lovely odor. It's, you know, I mean, it reminds you of what's earthy and what the woods smell like. And, I mean, it's good stuff. It really is good stuff.
Yep. This time of year, people get, I don't know, deer in the headlights. Oh, I have all these weeds. My garden has gone crazy. I couldn't keep up with it, and I'm overwhelmed. How can I not put weeds in my compost? I say, go ahead and do it, and wait until that compost shrinks down, and then you can heat it up if you want to and get rid of the weed seeds. But right now, the important thing is don't let those seed-bearing weeds just sit there in the garden shedding more weeds every time the wind blows.
Exactly. Well, it's the heat that, you know, if it's hot enough, it'll pretty much get rid of anything and break anything down. And then, of course, we're talking about the darlings of the compost, which are the microorganisms, which, you know, as far as we know, they'll even break down plutonium. So that's a good thing.
God, Terry, I never thought of them as darlings.
I love them. we love them. And we're big proponents of probiotics for plants, as you know, as a vital part of your fertility program. So, you know, whether it's the compost tea that you make that have the microorganisms or just buying them already in an extract, they really do wonders. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking again with Barbara Pleasant. And Barbara, we're going to talk about how to keep bugs out of my garden, because that's something that's dear to everybody's heart. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You're listening listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And with me is author, lecturer, master gardener, and pet lover, Barbara Pleasant. Welcome back, Barbara. Thanks so much again for being with me today. A lot of people think the only good bug is a dead bug.
Well,
I know you don't believe
that. That's true. Somebody will see their first slug on their first crop of lettuce and go, ew, I can't stand this. But, you know, they're just part of the landscape, and I think it's more important to think in terms of do some of my plants require defenses from certain bugs rather than I'm going to keep all the bugs out of my garden. Right now, predatory wasps are kind of controlling many of the bugs in my garden. I wouldn't want to keep them out.
Not at all. So, you know, what I think most people, let me just say this, the synthetic insecticide companies have done a remarkable job, impressive job of marketing, so much so that we are terrified, of course not you and myself, but, you know, the average person is terrified of a spider, they're terrified of any kind of insect, and there are really very few that actually hurt us. You know, often people will say, I think that's a spider bite. I have a spider bite. And then I say to them, you know, it's virtually impossible to have a spider bite you.
Well, you have to kind of mush them to get them to bite you.
Well, yeah, they have to endenimate, and they have to be upside down. I mean, you have to really give it all your effort to make it happen. There are mosquitoes, yes, and ticks.
Well, you know, the bugs that I get bit by are the ones I never see.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, me
at the
too.
End of a weekend, or I don't know, weekends, weekdays, they're all the same. I'm out there every day, and I won't know where these bug bites came from, and so I never see them. And so the things that are big enough for me to see are not interested in me, unless I'm wearing too bright of colors. Now that's something that you just forget, that you're wearing a bright color, and you go outside, and all of a sudden it seems that you're the center of attention, and it's true. Especially blue, but I've got my drab, you know, it used to be white, and now it's that, you know, brown-white color that things turn into with age. But, you know, beige and white clothes in the garden will make you of much less interest to insects.
Well, there you go. And what is your recommendation for how to keep the bugs out of the garden that we don't want, and how do we keep the ones in that we do want? What is your recommendation?
Well, wherever you live, there are going to be some insects that you're going to need to control. Nature's not going to control them for you. Where I live, I'm in the Virginia Mountains. We're heading into the fall gardening season. And if I did not defend my Brussels sprouts and broccoli and cabbage from cabbage worms, cabbage loopers, and army worms,
mm-hmm.
I would probably not have any, or by the time it made a crop, they would be all in there and it would be nasty. So, about every 10 days, do you pronounce it spinosad or spinosad?
You know, like we say spinosad, but I don't, you know, I've heard it spinosad, and however way you say it, Barbara, it's
right.
Just
so this
perfect.
Is like some people are familiar with Bacillus thuringiensis, and it's very similar in terms of its effect. But I, to tell you the truth, I only keep like one insecticide in my house at a time. And once the spinosad's used up, I may go back to BT, it doesn't matter. But about every 10 days, I'll spritz the plants with the spinosad just to prevent the problem. And you don't want to wait until there's army worms in the base of your cabbage to take action.
Well, and that's the way to do it. And these are natural insecticides. That spinosad is another Bacillus subtilis. And basically what it does is it does the insect that is Phytophagus, that is the insect that's the phyto-meaning plant. That's the one that is chewing up your plants, so to speak.
Yeah, but they have to eat it. It's important that either BT or spinosad are not appropriate if the pest is not eating something, because you got to get it in their stomach.
Exactly. So it goes on the plant as they decide to chomp away, or, you know, suck, chew, or perforate, whichever one they are, then, of course, that's when they ingest the the BT subtilis, and it works so well. And I mean, it doesn't harm anything else except those pests. That's what's so beautiful about it. It doesn't hurt the beneficials.
It's like a miracle to have very clean broccoli with nothing in there. Mm. I mean, it's just clean. And because I'm kind of picky about those things, I won't spray starting 2 weeks before I'm ready to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's legal, I think, to spray the day before with the spinosad or spinosad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm just kind of a purist that way. But you'll know, I have squash bugs, and this time of year, I'm just gathering up squash plants very carefully as they're expiring of old age. And if I'm very careful, the bugs will stay on the plants as I carry it to the composter and stuff it down there.
You're so sneaky.
Well, I used to try to get them in a bag, and then I realized, you know, if you're pretending that you're holding something very delicate, you can manage to get it to the composter and down the hole.
It's a very smart technique, and you know, I utilize it myself, and you know, it's just what we call cultural control. So, you know, you actually just go in and you pull out what is infested, as you say, and then you take it to the compost pile, and before they know it, they themselves are being composted. So
there's so much going on in there, like we said at the beginning of the show. I mean, I could not begin to estimate how many buzzing creatures, flying creatures. I mean, they're just having a big time down in there.
That's right. And speaking of cabbage, loopers and whatnot, you know, they start off with these lovely little butterflies that we don't realize are actually the pest in its adult stage, laying these little tiny eggs that we can barely see on eventually what are going to be, you know, on our table. And so I think a lot of people don't put the connection together. And so, you know, it's important for us to understand that a lot of infestations come in when the insect is in an adult stage, they lay their eggs, and then those eggs metamorphose into larvae, and that's the stage where they do their most damage. And so we can head them off at the pass, you know, and understand that when you see those lovely little butterflies, that is the enemy of your coal crops.
Yeah, I think getting to know the pests and when are they going to appear, what crop are they going to be on, what is it going to look like when they show up? To me, that's kind of the hunt. It's part of the thrill of gardening. It brings some suspense into the picture. But I think in most gardens, there really only are a handful of creatures that you have to learn how to manage, because the vast majority of things buzzing here and there are going about their business and are not going to cause any harm.
They certainly are not. In fact, we often make the mistake of going in and just getting rid of everything with a synthetic, not realizing that we've gotten rid of the beneficials, too. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about pollinators. That's what's been on a lot of people's minds. And Barbara's going to enlighten us about what's going on with our pollinators. So for those of you who are listening, stay with us, and we're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure.
GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally E, and A, sustainably SY, yours. And with me is the lovely, I do say lovely, because I saw your pictures, Barbara. Barbara Pleasant. I love a quote that you have on your website, which is, "Life is full of mysteries, but one thing I know for sure, we are meant to enjoy each day that we spend on Earth, which happens quite naturally when you nurture a garden." And there's a beautiful picture of you. It looks like you're just sitting in the garden, and you've got a beautiful smile on your face, and wow.
Yes, once in a while one does sit in the garden. It should happen more often.
Yes, indeed. And I want to be sure everybody has your website, because your website is phenomenal. Barbara Pleasant, that's BarbaraPleasant.com. That website is, it's extraordinary. I love the way you have it laid out.
I want it to be, you know, kind of like a visit. And then every time I'll get interested in something, I wanted to put up a page. And then I realized that this is getting kind of like a garden, that they get weedy on you, you know? They get,
yes.
And you have to
totally
fix them. And so I'm trying to hold the line on size, but I've been raising monarch butterflies to release. Our monarch population is zilch. We used to have breeding pairs all summer, and in 2 years I've seen none. And so I ordered some eggs, and I've hatched them and grown them up, and it's so exciting.
You would love hanging out with us at Arbica Organics. We have a corner in the main office, and it's just stacked with all sorts of aquariums, and there are, you know, cockroaches in there. We have a praying mantid that's the biggest praying mantid we've ever seen before, because it started off as something, you know, an egg casing that we hatched, and of course there were hundreds of them that came out, or so it seemed, and then one that just remained. So we have all kinds of things growing all the time, chrysalises that come in, and oh my gosh, you just would be amazed. In fact, we were looking at them yesterday, and I was at work a little bit late in the afternoon, and we were just, you know, it is amazing, isn't it, to see them hatch?
The day that the first one came out of the chrysalis, I was late for everything because I had to watch, because it's just so amazing. And then to realize that these miracles are going on around us all the time.
All the time.
And then so many miracles going on under the ground, you know, that we're just starting to understand.
Oh, yes.
And so, that we're allowed to be part of all this is just, to me, it's just fun.
Well, we are part of it. We are part of it. And there's that's the thing that, for me, is when you garden, there is this wonderful feeling of community just with all of life. And everything that happens in the garden happens in our lives in so many ways. The garden is a metaphor for life. And, you know, speaking of life, though, we did talk about that we're going to talk about pollinators, because I know this is something that, along with, I mean, butterflies are pollinators as well, and you're very concerned about this. And so tell us about it. What's going on?
And you live in an extreme, we all live in extreme climates of one kind or another. And to have presumed that, we can just get honeybees to do everything we need them to do, is so naive and bound for disappointment. And so now we have honeybees that keep running into the toxins of big agriculture, and so they're like troubled. And so what we can do is really get involved with pollinator conservation by growing things they like, and more importantly, giving them a place to live. Asphalt and lawn. Well, lawns are actually pretty good for some kind of pollinators. But I know I have a hillside where I'll never till and watch how I cut it, because so many of the wild pollinators in my area are ground dwellers. And so as more people build more houses and there are more roads and there's less habitat, it's a major threat. And so what habitat we have, we need to conserve.
I'm right there with you. And one of the things that we offer in our catalog is, we call it our Good Bug Blend. And what it is it's a melange of seeds that are generally blooming, not all at one time, at different times. So you always have something blooming in your garden that is a great place for the beneficials and the pollinators in particular to come in, and where they have a nectar source that's provided along with the habitat. And not only does it do all that, it also suffocates weeds, and you can harvest it and eat it. And so, you know, this is a great way to, in areas where you don't have that, what you have, that wonderful habitat out there where you can't mess with, where you don't have to mess with it, where you are a backyard gardener, you don't have a lot of room and you don't have a lot of habitat. That's a great way to do it. And, you know, this.
And you can just keep your eyes open for plants are they really going for. In my climate, the sink for me is catnip. It's a perennial, and it's a modest reseeder. So every year I can kind of, I'll be weeding and I'll smell it because it has a distinctive, almost minty aroma. And more pollinators will get on that crop, on that plant than anything else I've ever grown.
Wow.
So I grow like three catnip plants as sentinels around the garden. And even on a cool day, there will be bees of some kind. And then when it's warmer, the hoverflies will show up. I guess people don't realize that among pollinators, they come and go, and some of them only live for like 3 weeks because they're synced to certain trees, certain bushes, certain native crops. So
they don't have a very long lifespan. You're very accurate there. About most of them have about a month, sort of the same as our the lunar cycle. They're sort of connected with that in
right.
a way.
So, like, and so this time of year, there's nothing you can do to increase your population of blueberry bees except not go tearing up the soil.
Oops.
Because they're only going to be active for a month in the spring, and then they go back underground.
Right. So it's just really important for us to love our pollinators and not be afraid of them. Again, you know, people, I had someone show up at my front door the other day, and on purpose, we have a drip system around our home that we've actually taken the lids of plastic lids of trash cans, and we put a pillowcase in them, and then a drip system. And so the whole idea is to provide water for the pollinators. And we have a cute little fountain as when you walk in that my husband put together with flagstone and rocks. And there's a little, it's like a tiny little pond. I mean, the amount of water is maybe a foot by a foot.
Uh-huh.
And it recycles itself. But the thing is just crawling with bees. And as they came up the walkway, they were, oh my God, the bees! Oh, they didn't want to walk
up. Oh, they thought it was a swarm of bees.
They were afraid. And I said, oh my goodness, ladies, are you kidding me? You know, those bees are not going to bother you one iota. They are there just to get a drink. And, you know, I said, look at all the things that are in bloom right here. Because in the desert, there's always something blooming.
Uh-huh.
Never stops blooming. And I said, that's, you know, they're here just for a quick little drink. And there's no reason to be afraid of them. And then I went into a dissertation about, you know, the bees that were, we're losing our bees, and so they left with a lot more appreciation about what the pollinators are all about. You know, it's so important.
But now we do often tell people, or I do, I don't know how often I've given this advice out, and I try to follow it myself, is not to put pollinator plants near entryways. Says she that just put some monardic very close to the front door.
Right.
And part of that is not only because you might be in their flight line, it's they'll lose their way and come in the house. And
Of course. You have to be smart. We're going to have to take another break, Barbara, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about bats and then some stink bugs. I think we need to throw in some stink bugs for good measure. So for those of you listening, we are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament? Your living will, and your health care power of attorney. If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Garden. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is author, lecturer, master gardener, and pet lover, Barbara Pleasant. And you do love your pets. I got to learn all about your dogs and your cats. And,
we've got a couple of wonderful mystery dogs that are finally grown up. When they were puppies, that first 2 years was a little rough. But it's like their second birthday passed and they turned into dogs.
And the cat finally likes them. You have one cat that ran away for a while.
Yeah, he's back. And in fact, we recently, we have backyard chickens just laying hens, and you lose them through attrition, this, that, or the other. And we needed two new ones, so now we're back up to five. And so we have these two young chickens, and they're so silly compared to the older chickens.
You've got a great life. I you know, it's just sort of like a walk through your life, going to your website. And
well, that's what it's supposed to be. I wish you could, you know, I know you've had other people on talking about chickens, and everybody's in love with their chickens, but I recently learned that it's supposed to make your blood pressure go down and make you feel more calm and peaceful to be around the little cluck-cluck sounds that chickens make.
I think you should come back and do a show where we just talk about chickens. I would love that. Seriously, I want chickens too. I haven't been able to have them yet because of the coyotes. I mean, that's the big, you know. But when looking at your website, you've got the beautiful eggs, and I see the chicken house, and then you've got the chicken run, and it looks like your husband is out there. You've got him, slaving away, putting it together.
And,
so this is our last segment, and it goes so fast. Let's see here. We were going to talk a little bit about bats.
It's the time of year when you go out late in the evening, almost to dark, and hopefully you'll see some bats out there cleaning up the world for you.
Aren't they the best?
But you're in an area that's not heavily wooded in many places, and so bat houses can be worthwhile if you're not in an area that has dead trees and other places where bats need to nest. You know, they say that per acre you should have 2 dead trees per acre. Well, not many suburban landscapes have that.
No, we cut them down immediately and, you know, hide the stumps and the whole deal. It's like, we don't, you know, there's no purpose for that. But however, there really is great purpose. And what's your opinion of this of this disease that the bats have been plagued with, and you know, what do you think? I'm curious.
Well, I have to say I don't know much about it, but you know, I tried to not worry. I made the mistake of watching a Nova about frogs that had me convinced that all the frogs in the world were dying, and so.
Yes.
They have a virus, too.
Yes.
So I don't
species.
Know what's going on with the bats, but they're such mysterious animals. You know, in my area of the country, there are a lot of caves that have been bat hangouts for centuries, and bat experts still don't understand why the bats move from this cave to that cave and why they're in this cave at one time of year and another cave another time of year. And so that, there's just all kinds of secret bat juju.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, we do enjoy our bats here, and as you say, at dusk, they come in to consume a lot of insects, and so we're very grateful to them and enjoy watching them. We have a light outside of our kitchen window, and the insects come there, are attracted to it, and then the bats just come zooming by, and it's so much fun to look out the window at night and watch these amazing creatures come in so fast.
Oh, I hadn't thought of doing that. See, because
oh, yeah.
I try to keep all outdoor lights off at night, because around here it attracts what's called June bugs.
Oh, yes.
June beetles.
Yes.
And they're harmless, but you just don't want them, you know, coming around.
All over the place and getting in the house. We have
but,
some, too. Uh-huh.
We've got some distant lights I could turn on and see if the bats come.
It's a wonderful entertainment. I'm not kidding you. It is so much fun to watch. Talk a little bit about the marmorated stink bug. I know that's another
you
one
know,
that everybody
really
is.
Really getting scary. Now that they've made it to California, they're behaving a little bit differently than they did here in Zone 6 East is about where they set up in Northern Virginia and in Maryland are the real hot spots in the East. But if you kind of follow the interstate highways, you see them moving. They're in Michigan now, and they're in Rome, Italy, and they're in London, England, and they're in Sacramento, California, showing up on edible crops the first year. Well, they did not do that here in the East.
That's
you know,
right.
They show up in your house first.
They're more of a nuisance in the East.
Oh, they're a terrible nuisance. We have them very bad because we're an opening in the woods, and they
yes.
spend the summer in the trees around here, as far as I can tell. We have them very bad in the house since 2009, but I have never found one in my garden yet.
It's very interesting because it wasn't considered so much a pest as it was more of a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we've done that we're getting ready to, what's the word I'm looking for, unleash into the country here is a common assassin bug that we
mm-hmm.
have been rearing. And
well, I have watched other stink bug species be attacked by assassins
mm-hmm.
among the sunflowers, as a matter of fact. It's kind of like
oh, yes.
the killing field there if you're a stink
yes.
bug.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a habitat crop, and it creates that barrier. You know, sunflowers are perfect for that. But I love the way you said it.
Yeah, I even took a picture because, you know, sometimes you can't tell what insect you're looking at it. And so I take a picture and then can bring it in and blow it up and see. I didn't think it was a brown marmorated stink bug that
mm-hmm.
assassin bug was
mm-hmm.
eating. And sure enough, it was not. It was a similar native stink bug. But you know, my chickens don't want to eat the stink bugs anymore. And, in fact, they don't even want to eat squash bugs anymore. So I think that, you know, we need assassins. We need hired assassins. Do you have one in progress for the kudzu bugs?
Actually, we do. And
do
we started rearing them about a year ago, and we've been sending them around the country, and we're actually, they're going to be in our next Not our next catalog, but
the stink bugs are, they're going to be everywhere, but the kudzu bugs are really only in the southeast, but the bad thing about them is they appear by the thousands all at once. You know, they swarm, and I don't have them. I don't want them.
No. And, you know, if we were like the rest of the world that actually eats insects, they would be looking at some of these infestations, not necessarily the stink bugs, but certainly other insects, crickets, locusts. Cicadas,
right.
Oh my God, here's a buffer crop of food. When we have these kinds of infestations in other parts of the world, people get very excited and very happy because insects, when they're cooked, you don't eat them live. The way to eat them is cooked, of course. They have more protein than beef. They have higher omega-3s than fish, trace minerals and elements that are not found in any other food, and pretty darn good for us. It's just that our culture sort of has, you know, the ickies about it, and so we don't eat them. I had a wonderful gentleman on the show who wrote a beautiful book about eating, you know, insects, and mm-hmm. it was so interesting. I mean, talked about things like stir-fried tarantulas and scorpions.
I've wondered about, I wouldn't want to have to collect them, they're so tiny, but what must the little four-lined plant bugs taste like after they've been sucking from my mint and basil?
Probably pretty delicious.
I mean, wouldn't they maybe be quite tasty? A little salad accent, perhaps?
There you go. So we've got about 30 seconds. I don't want to have to cut you off at the end. What would you like to leave our listeners with today? What are your words of wisdom going forward?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about insects, but really a garden should be a fun and relaxed place not to get upset about little problems, because a lot of times they'll resolve themselves if you just stay out of the way. That's one of the things I've learned about the insect world, is if I see a problem, the insects have noticed it already. I'm usually kind of late on the scene.
It's very true. If you leave it alone, the beneficials come in naturally.
Right. And so there's always going to be a few that's not going to happen with, and that's what you need to be concerned with. But, oh, dear, there's bugs in my garden. I would hope so. I would say.
I hope so. And on that note, thank you so much, Barbara.
Well, thanks for having me, Sherry.
Wonderful. We're going to get you back on to talk about chickens, because this is something that's dear to my heart and a lot of other people's hearts. So, and for those of you who are listening, thank you so much for joining us again. Next week, we'll have another amazing guest. Be sure and make it an easy organic gardening week. This is yours, environmentally and sustainably yours, Sherry Herrera, Dave Fry.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. podcast banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.